We enter into this day waving palms and singing, marching in procession to all glory, laud, and honor. The song simply sings more authentically, if not more pointedly, as our marching song, if we remember that it is not sung to an emperor who is thought to be God, but sung to Jesus, our Redeemer King. So our text that Pastor Don read, we have to beg the question, who is this Redeemer King? The gospel writer Matthew points out in the 10th verse that when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil. It's a strong Greek word that literally means shaken or trembling. And Matthew says that the whole city was in turmoil, asking, who is this? Who is this riding on a donkey? Well, it depends. It depends on who you are asking. Jesus names himself Lord. And they read from the prophecy of Zechariah where it names Jesus as king or someone coming as a king. And the large crowd, if you ask them, who is this? Son of David, blessed, and Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. And even the children, as we get through the verses, you get down into the verses, the children are shouting from the temple courts, Son of David, meaning David's descendant has come to claim the throne. And so we enter this story as well. Who is this? You see, two processions entered Jerusalem that day in the year of 30. One from the west approaches, and it's the Roman governor Pontius Pilate on a war horse. And the other from the east. See, a large crowd is composed of peasants is following a certain Jesus from Galilee riding on a donkey proclaiming the kingdom of God. And Jesus' welcoming crowd had access only to their cloaks and branches, and they marked his progress with songs and shouts that said, Hosanna. Hosanna to the Son of David. And Hosanna, I think, is worth pointing out, is one of those rare Aramaic words that we find in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and John, and only in connection to Jesus' procession into Jerusalem. And so we shout Hosanna as an acclamation of praise that literally means save, I pray. Save us, we beseech you, Lord. So we ask, who is this man, Jesus? Jesus is a different kind of king. Hosanna, save us, we pray, indicates that there is more to this Jesus than just as he's been named as the prophet from Galilee. And it will take the events of the coming week to fully answer the question, who is this? Who is this Jesus that can make the whole earth shake and tremble? Our Holy Week liturgies are rooted in being remembered ritually into God's ongoing liberating action. And so begins our re-entry into the events of Holy Week by marking how the empire of God, whose nearness Jesus came to proclaim and embody, looks to welcome quite a different kind of king. So we cry out, Hosanna, blessed is King Jesus, and we shout praises to the Savior of the world. So come close now and listen. Hear now the passion narrative from Matthew, the 26th chapter, as we move away from Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem towards his betrayal and arrest.